those of you who don't know me, I'm Lieutenant Fred Budnick from the Aberdeen Police Department. I'm currently assigned to the Criminal Investigation Division as of today, but I do the PIO work for the department. So, and I'm, if somebody could just record you, if nothing else, you can act as my, I don't want to get overwhelmed by.
First question, can you bring us up to date? Where does the case stand?
The case is an active case. It has not, there's been no closure to the case. It is an active case. The lead detective is still assigned to the case. We're working still in conjunction with the FBI, as well as other police agencies. Anytime we've asked for any assistance, we've received that from Barber County State Police, Barber County Sheriffs, FBI have been great partners to us. At this time, there is no new information, I would say. We have nothing new on a motive, and it is still an active investigation.
The pictures that you circulated right after this happened, the video, and a lot of us, I think, have posted it on websites today. Has the description of the suspect changed at all? I mean, do we know anything more about the suspect description-wise that you'd want to share?
No.
Can I ask you a question? In your years as a law enforcement officer, can you think of another case like this? Mine as a TV reporter. This is bizarre. How do you guys characterize this? Do you have any theories about what was going on?
No. To make any comment would be just simply a theory. It's a troubling case because, as Mr. Walsh said, it's an elderly lady that was taken from her residence. That kind of stuff, as you guys know, Aberdeen, that kind of stuff is not normal to us in police work in Aberdeen. But it happened, and our focus is now to catch this guy that was involved in this.
Lieutenant, the pictures that were released a year ago, they were pretty clear. I'm guessing you got leads. They didn't get anywhere. How many leads did you get?
Lead that we had, any call-ins that we had on the initial case, when we re-ran it at the anniversary last week, we got some additional tips, but nothing is paying out at this point. And I can't assign a number.
Dozens, hundreds?
I would say dozens, for sure.
But nothing?
Nothing is panned out at this point.
Was pressure, and you got to the point where you might have been interviewing persons of interest, people that just might have fit the description a little bit that were kind of led to you by tipsters and things like that? Or how far did things progress before it started to get a little bit cold?
Well, that all leads to the investigation. I'm sure there are people that were interviewed and that kind of stuff. But it's cold to the point that we don't have any active leads right now other than ones we're looking at from last week's release. But the investigators continue to work with the FBI contingent out of Bel Air. And, you know, things come up on MCAC things and stuff that you see people that, you know, similar burglaries or something of that nature. Those kind of things that are looked at on a daily basis, basically.
You just heard Mr. Walsh theorize it might have been a burglar who broke into the garage to get in. Have you heard of any similar crimes before or after in the area, or any similar crimes in the region?
Not in our area, no.
Folks in that neighborhood said that, you know, there's railroad tracks that run alongside there. There's a lot of drifters that come through, as they call them. Is it possible that this person was just on his way through and is not even in Maryland anymore? And are you guys doing anything to see if he's in surrounding states or may not even be on the East Coast for that matter?
Well, I think that's something we looked at early on. And we clearly, at this point, don't know where he's at. If we knew where he was at, we knew he'd be in our custody. So we're looking at every potential, and the investigators that are working this case, that's the things they look at. But I don't know where they're at in, you know, whether they think he's in town, out of town, in California. But if we do get calls from either any hotline, be it the FBI's number, the 272-2121 number, or Mr. Walsh's number, those leads will be forwarded to our investigators to be followed up. There's no question about that.
You mentioned that your department hasn't dealt with something like this. How has the FBI helped your department go forward with this?
Well, they help from technological standpoints, evidence collection and identification and processing, those kind of things. It's just an excellent working relationship. I think Richard would agree that with all the police agencies that have been involved in this, we're a small jurisdiction, but we have criminal activity in Aberdeen daily. So although this is a case, like I said, that's certainly new to us, but would be new to almost any agency that was involved in something like this.
All of our personnel and technical resources are available for Aberdeen, to include our media folks at our headquarters, who will put the message out on our website, FBI.gov. We're also sending messages to surrounding FBI divisions, such as Philadelphia and the Pennsylvania area, in case the subject is not from this area. So we're here to help Aberdeen in any way we can.
How long has the FBI been involved in the investigation?
We've been assisting Aberdeen since the beginning of it, and we'll continue to assist them as it continues.
Can you go to the podium?
No, we're going to let Aberdeen speak for the investigation.
Hey, Lieutenant, have you ever had a reward this big in Aberdeen police work?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
We've had comments today about rewards. How important do you think a reward is in this particular case?
My personal opinion is it's certainly not going to hurt. Again, our focus is on identifying this individual, getting him arrested and charged. If I think Mr. Wolf said, people that have, I hate to refer to them as good people, but someone could have picked up the phone and know this guy without this reward. But in the criminal element, like he said, this could be enough to generate those calls that we need to have.
As is often the case in investigations, sometimes police agencies withhold information to kind of check if they have a suspect. And I understand, according to reports, some information has been released about Vi Ripken being blindfolded or her cigarettes being lit. Is that correct? And is there any additional information you could put out right now?
I have no additional information to put out now. None. I said that in a release last week. There is no additional information to put out, no enhanced pictures, no, there's just nothing else right now to put out.
Thank you.